There. Israel says it's targeted two Hamas operatives there. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has signalled a ground invasion in the city where hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians are sheltering. Government spokesperson Elon Levy insists they can remain safe.
There are open spaces in Gaza. There are places where it is possible to set up tent encampments so that civilians can get out of harm's way and not allow Hamas to use them as human shields.
Police have been searching an area of the River Thames in central London for the suspect in last Wednesday's chemical attack in Clapham. Abdulazidi was last seen on Chelsea Bridge. Cleveland police are looking for the driver of a suspected hit and run in Ingleby, Barwick yesterday. The force is treating the death of a 60-year-old man as murder. Pakistan's former Prime Minister Imran Khan says he intends to form a new government from inside jail. Rival Nawaz Sharif's also claiming victory in the country's election. Scotland failed to make it back-to-back wins in the Six Nations, suffering a 20-16 defeat to France. Rivals England and Wales are facing each other at Twickenham. Live to Guy Swindles.
And it's going very well for Wales because it's England 8, Wales 14. Wales led 14-5 at the break after a penalty try and another from Alex Mann, the best England could offer, a try from Ben Earl. They have scored a penalty since, but it's been difficult. They've had two guys in the sin bin. It's England 8, Wales 14.
Liverpool's 3-1 win at home to Burnley returned them to the top of the Premier League. Manchester City overtook them for a while after beating Everton 2-0. Tottenham scored a 96-minute winner to beat Brighton 2-1. Rangers have taken an early 1-0 lead in their Scottish Cup fifth-round tie against Ayr United. That's the latest. I'm Faye de Silver.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks to John Chubb for another brilliant edition of Phoenix Sport. Coming up next, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
What an edition of Phoenix Sport that was. Thank you so much, John Chubb. He's brilliant, isn't he? The hardest working man at Phoenix FM because he just keeps up to date with all of those scores. Now, thank you very much, John. Now, you go and enjoy the rest of your weekend. You have definitely earned it. So, hello. Here we are again. This is Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen. What we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And better than that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool, it doesn't need to be trendy to get played, it just has to be a joy. And everything we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like, as I just said. As usual this week, coming up, we'll have Trackwoods. We'll be having the birthday celebration. Who's celebrating a birthday this weekend? And of course, we'll be looking at when they were 10. Songs that were number 10 in the charts. We'll also be finding out if you are a cover lover. We'll have the Soppy Softies at 7. Before we say so long with the long song. Now then, as it's not Heinz Day, I thought we could start this evening's show with some songs that aren't quite a love song. So you know what to do. It's Saturday night. Turn it up.
This is not a love.
FM.
Hello, this is Andy Bell from Erasure. You're listening to Phoenix FM.
Show then. First of all, we heard Public Image Limited and This Is Not a Love Song. Well, you know, as I said, it's not quite Valentine's Day yet, so I thought I'd play This Is Not a Love Song because, you know, not quite a love song, not quite Valentine's Day. Do you know, that was Public Image Limited's fifth single and it peaked at number five in 1983 and it remains their biggest UK hit. They are, of course, fronted by John Lydon, aka Johnny Rotten of the Sex Pistols. Then we heard Erasure and Love to Hate You, and that was following on from the theme of it not quite being Valentine's Day, so not quite a love song, Love to Hate You. That one was released in 1991 and it peaked at number four. It was written by the duo local boy Vince Clark and lead singer Andy Bell. Chart-wise, listen to this, chart-wise, it was most successful in Ecuador, where it peaked at number two. Okay, let's do Trackwoods, shall we?
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. Okay, Trackwoods is where we play a song, a snippet of a song, about 20 to 30 seconds backwards, and see if you can recognise it. And here is this week's. Okay, that was 30 seconds of a song from the 1990s. Did you recognise it? I will give you the answer before we do the Soppy Softies at 7. But now, here come the Cov Kids.
Of blue.
Two bands back to back there from my hometown of Coventry. We just heard King and the track was called Torture. That was actually the last single they released, and it was I think it was in 1986, and it peaked at number 23. It's taken from their second album, Bittersweet, and it was written by lead singer Paul King. Before that, we heard The Colour Field by The Colour Field. That was actually their debut single release back in 1984, and it just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 43. The Colour Field were made up of Terry Hall, of course, formerly of The Specials. Carl Shale was also a member, and Swinging Cats Toby Lyons made up the trio. All three members were from Coventry, but the band was actually formed in Manchester. Their biggest hit came in 1985 when Thinking of You peaked at number 12. Right, what we're going to do next is When Were They 10? I'm going to play three songs that were in the charts on this day from the corresponding year in each of the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s. All you have to do is guess which year it is. So, for example, if you think the first song we play is from 1971, that means the next two will be from 1981 and 1991. So they're all from the corresponding years from each of the decades, and they were all at number 10 on this day. And here are Sonny and Cher to kick us off.
sun. No sex.
songs there, back to back, all of which were at number 10 in this chart. One from the 70s, one from the 80s, one from the 90s. But what was the year? First of all, we heard a teaser, and that was Sonny and Cher and All I Ever Need Is You. On this day, All I Ever Need Is You had just jumped 6 places from number 16, of course, to number 10. Next week, it would reach its peak position of number 8. Do you know, it reached its highest position in Malaysia, where it got to number 2. Of course, Sonny and Cher had their biggest hit in 1965 when their debut single, I Got You Babe, made it all the way to number 1. Then from the 1980s, we heard a pleaser. It was Drowning in Berlin by the Mobiles. Do you know, these days, mobile's got a completely different meaning to what it did in the 1980s, really, hasn't it? Anyway, on this day, Drowning in Berlin had just dropped 1 place from number 9 to number 10. And that was as high as the record would go in the charts. Number 9 was its peak position. Do you know, they did have a follow-up single called More and More, but that just missed out on the top 40, peaking at number 45. Then finally, we heard some geezers. We heard the Jesus and Mary Chain, and the song was Reverence. On this day, it was a brand new entry in the chart, straight in at number 10. Next week, it would drop 9 places to number 19. And then the following week, it would drop out of the top 40 completely. Do you know, at the time, they were banned from doing Top of the Pops because of the lyric, I want to die like Jesus Christ. Reverence is taken from their album, Hen Is Dead. So, did you guess the year? It's the corresponding year from each of the 70s, 80s and 90s. The year was 2. So Sonny and Cher were from 1972, the Mobiles were from 1982, and the Jesus and Mary Chain were from 1992. How about that? Phoenix FM. Okay, if you've just tuned in, let's have another listen to this week's Trackwoods.
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. Here it is. That was 30 seconds of a hit from the 1990s played backwards. But did you recognise what it was? I will give you the answer before we do the Soppy Softies at 7 this evening. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers on Phoenix 98 FM with me, Mandy Cullen. What we do on this show is play songs from the 70s, the 80s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And even better than that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool or trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. Let's carry on with the music now, and here come the Scots.
Walks up our street. He's a worker for the council. Has been 20 years. And he takes no lip of nobody and litter off the gutter. Puts it in a bag and never thinks to mutter. And he packs his lunch in a Sunday's bag. Children call him Bogey. He never lets on. But I know because he once told me. He let me know a secret about the money in his kitty. He's gonna buy a dinghy, gonna call her Dignity. And I'll sail on the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got it, I'll say, I save my money. I say, isn't she pretty? That she called Dignity. And I'm telling this story in a faraway seat, sipping down raki and reading me on keys. And I'm thinking about home and all that that means, and a place dance in the winter for dignity. Villages and towns, I'll be on my holidays. They'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got a house. I save my money. Say, isn't she pretty? That ship called dignity. We'll be right back.
How cool was that song? Really got a cool vibe to it, hasn't it? That was Simple Minds and Glitterball. Do you know, I think that was something like their 28th single release in the UK. And it just snuck into the top 20, peaking at number 18 in 1998. It's track two on their album, Neapolis. Do you know, they're actually doing some gigs next month, and I think there are some tickets still available with Delamitri, the support act for that mini tour that they're doing. Before that, we heard Deacon Blue and Dignity. That was their second single release. It was the first to break into the top 40, peaking at number 20 in 1988. And it's also track number 8 on their debut album, Raintown. And it's a gold record for them as well. Okay, do you know what it's time for now?
Cover of the night. It's the Gazers, Pleasers and Cheesers cover Lover.
That's right, it's time for you to find out if you are a cover lover. What we're going to do is play the original of a song and then we'll play a cover version. And you decide, do you like the cover or do you like the original the best? It's entirely up to you, no wrong answers on this one. Here's the original.
You've been around all night, that's a little long. You think you got the right to go?
It's the Gazers, Plazers and Chasers cover Lover.
There we go, two songs back to back, the original and the cover. First of all, we heard Racy and Kitty. That was an album track and it's from their debut 1979 LP, Smash and Grab. It's track number 8 from the album. Yeah, of course, Racy's biggest hit came in 1979 when Some Girls reached number 2. That was kept off number 1 for 3 weeks by Art Garfunkel and Bright Eyes, if you remember that one. Then, of course, we heard Toni Basil and her cover. She called it Mickey. Toni Basil was actually a one-hit wonder. Her version, Mickey, reached number 2 in 1982, and that was kept off number 1 by Tight Fit and The Lion Sleeps Tonight for 2 weeks. So which did you prefer, the original or the cover? No wrong answers. It's entirely your choice, whatever your personal preference is. But it's just a bit of good fun, really. OK, I did say I'd give you the answer to Trackwoods.
Trackwoods.
Look at Trackwoods. OK, I'll let you listen to it one more time. Did you get it? Here it is, forwards.
Consider this.
REM and Losing My Religion. The answer to this week's Trackwoods. That was their seventh single release and their first to break into the top 20, peaking at number 19 in 1991. Their biggest hit would come in 2000 when The Great Beyond peaked at number 3. Right, I think we can squeeze one more song in before we do the Soppy Softies at 7.